This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The bottom line is that liberals don't believe in any system. They don't have any principles that are universally applied.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't believe any institution of government or any institution of law other than those that happen to serve their interests at the moment.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, the swamp is beyond draining. And elections don't matter anymore. This is the sobering realization now. Yeah, we tried a Donald Trump Hail Mary. We tried to get Trump elected, get an outsider into the system, see if he could drain the swamp. He said all the right things. He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to shrink the size of government. He's going to build a wall. He's going to lower taxes. He's going to repeal Obamacare. Lots of things. And those were his intentions, too. This is not critical of Trump himself, but rather the swamp that he has now found himself surrounded by. The murky swamp creatures and their tentacles have swept him into the swamp and suppressed his intentions. And this is now evident from the fact that they passed the $1 trillion spending bill, which the Democrats are cheering about, because at this point, it's obvious the swamp only cares about protecting the swamp. In other words, big government will never reform big government. It will never make it smaller. It will never make it more just. It will never protect the rights or the privacies of citizens. Big government exists to promote big government, and that's it. Now it's obvious that nothing's really going to change from participating in this twisted, corrupt process of trying to elect a different candidate to change, because once they get there, they can never change. And I know some of you probably are saying, yeah, I told you so. You should have known this all along. And I did know that all along. I'm not new to this either. I just knew that Hillary Clinton was the ultimate swampstress, the worst swamp creature of all. And we couldn't allow her to obtain power. She was so corrupt, so criminal-minded. Her agenda was so horribly destructive for America. We had to make sure that she didn't obtain the White House. I was under no illusions that this was a long shot with Trump the whole time. In fact, if you go back to some of my earlier podcasts, I predicted before the election. I said Trump's going to win, and then they're going to destroy the system and blame it on Trump because the swamp wants to destroy his credibility and everything. I'm on the record saying all of that even before Election Day in 2016. So I'm not new to this either. But I did have hope. You know, I had a little bit of hope that maybe this guy was strong enough and had a, you know, strong enough spine, big enough, whatever, to go in there and try to make some changes. And I think that's not happening. And I think that it's the Paul Ryans. It's the John McCains. It's these swamp creatures who are responsible for halting any real reforms that Donald Trump wanted to make. And the only thing that's changed so far that I can see is that, you know, like EPA Scott Pruitt has sold out to Monsanto and lifted the ban on dangerous toxic pesticides that are brain damaging children. So the only changes that we're getting are changes that benefit the swamp. And the swamp, actually, if you think about it, the swamp is not just the elected officials. The swamp is also the corporate donors and the lobbyists who bankroll their elections. The swamp is this cesspool of legislative prostitutes and corporate shills and corporate puppet masters all conspiring together to screw the American people and make sure that they can make more money selling more poison without any real regulation. That's the pesticide industry. That's Dow. That's DuPont. That's Syngenta, Monsanto. And they're all well-liked in the Washington swamp because they're dark and murky and deceptive and suffocating, just like Monsanto is. So where do we go from here? Well, it's become obvious to me at this point that nothing's really going to change by working within the system. This is a turning point philosophically because I'm abandoning the small amount of hope that I had after the election, and I'm now reverting to really what I believed all along before that, which is that big government is evil. Big government is bad. The centralization of power is bad for society. The government's out of control, run by lunatics and maniacs, power-hungry lunatics. All they want to do is make themselves bigger, bigger EPA, bigger FDA, bigger CDC. They're all insane. They're all criminals. They're all hucksters. Quack science runs rampant throughout the CDC. Massive cover-ups. They use government as a weapon to punish dissent, to punish anybody who speaks out against the system. Government is the problem. It is not a vehicle toward a solution. It is the problem. So how do you solve this problem? At this point, it's obvious to me that it can only come through the restructuring or the decentralization of power. You have to take away power from the swamp. That's the only way you can drain the swamp. You can't step into the swamp and high-five all the swamp monsters, yay, and then say, let's change the swamp. Let's clean it up. No, it doesn't work that way. The swamp corrupts everyone who sets foot in it. So you have to delegitimize the swamp. You have to, I don't know how you destroy a swamp, you know, in the real world, but metaphorically, you have to take away power from the swamp. How do you do that? States' rights, 10th Amendment, maybe the breakup of the nation, which is probably coming anyway, maybe secession, maybe California leaves, maybe Texas leaves. Maybe there's an economic collapse. This is actually the most likely scenario, a global economic collapse. The federal government goes broke, totally bankrupt, and we have the loss of centralized power, followed by the Declaration of Independent Nations all across North America, like what happened with the breakup of the former Soviet Union. The USSR is no longer the USSR. It's a much smaller, very small nation, actually called Russia, with a bunch of other former nation, or, you know, former satellites of the USSR that are now their own nations. That's probably the most likely outcome with America as well. I see a future not too far off where we have Texas as a nation, maybe the Eastern Seaboard as a nation. You know, maybe it's Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and so on. You got, you know, California obviously is its own nation, if not its own alternate universe. And you'll probably see Northern California, Oregon, or parts of Oregon, and Eastern Washington maybe form their own nation. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some new, smaller nations probably that are formed out of all of this because the big collapse is coming. And I'm at the point where I see that as a necessary and, in fact, good thing. The federal government, it just can't be reformed anymore. It's too big. It's too dangerous. It's too overpowering. It's got too much debt. It's got too much arrogance. It's too dangerous to the people of America. It no longer respects privacy. The Fourth Amendment doesn't respect anything. It doesn't really respect the First Amendment or the Second Amendment anymore. Things are going to change. It's just a matter of when. And I don't know when. No one can really predict that. But at this point, it's just become so abundantly obvious that this unsustainable system of corrupt bureaucracy is going to fail, and we should stop trying to support it with the false hope of reforming from within. It doesn't matter who you elect really anymore at this point. It's just going to become a bigger swamp. The swamp is never going to allow itself to be drained because the swamp creatures, you know, like Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan and John McCain, they are too deeply ingrained in the culture of the swamp to ever drain the swamp because they can't even breathe above the swamp anymore. They have gills now. They breathe like murky, muddy water. They can't breathe air anymore. If you drain the swamp, they will all die, you know, because they're like a fish out of water. Swamp creatures can't breathe. So that's what's going on. At least that's my metaphor for it. Hope you found this interesting. You can hear more at healthrangerreport.com. God bless America, but man, I think it's lost at this point. I think the Republic is over. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.